This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. It is Wednesday, September 2nd. That means we're just a couple of days away from another football game. Woohoo! Hoosierland TV, you can check out all the football games there this Friday night.
It's a Corn Bowl.
That's what I was going to say, a big one. Clinton Central at Clinton Prairie. All right, so you can watch that on HoosierlandTV.com just to let you know that that's coming up. We have several other things coming up as well, and we will get to some of those things. But first, we've got lots of other little things.
Got a road closure real quick. Clinton County Highway Department will have 800 North between 600 West and State Road 39 closed all day again today. And it's the same area that they had closed yesterday, I believe. So,
okay.
Anyway.
It is that time of the year where they're working on the road still.
Yeah, and trying to get everything done.
Kind of wrapped up.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Well, there are some things that have been wrapped up, so we will hope that the other things...
Like chip and seal. I was so excited when Blake told us that one. Yeah, it's done.
Yay!
No more chip and seal for the rest of the year.
That does seem to be the thing that people like the least, right? Is chip and seal. I mean... Anyway, so it's just not the most fun thing. So we do have a guest in studio today, and we're going to use as much time with her as we can. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments today. Sherry Stowers from DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, is our guest today. How are you?
I am fine. How are you today?
I'm great. We were just talking about your schedule, and you've got quite the schedule coming up here.
It is a busy schedule in this next week.
So much for being retired.
Right. I retired so I could do this. So, yes.
Well, at least this you can kind of do, I should say when you want to, but that's not always true because once you've made a commitment, you have a commitment. But
absolutely.
And we are trying to talk her into joining us for our senior fair, which is also coming up on September 23rd. There is going to be a move location. We are moving this year, folks. So I just want to let you know about that now. We are moving from the Community Life Center, which is where it's been in the past, on Wabash Street in Frankfort across from the high school. And we are moving this year out to the Frankfort-Clinton County Airport we're super excited about that, and we appreciate all the years we've had there at the Church Life Center. They've done a fantastic job for us over the years, but we've kind of outgrown the space, and so we are moving to the airport. We went out yesterday and did a little tour, and we are still going to serve you breakfast and lunch. There is still going to be the shuttle for parking, which will be much easier, I think, actually out here at the airport the way we've got it set up now. And so we are looking for a great day, September 23rd, but it is a change of location this year, and we're very much looking forward to that. We may be adding a few other things we've talked about.
Oh, don't do that to me.
However, Liz is already on it, so you don't have anything in it. Don't worry. It doesn't affect you this time.
No, that tells me that explains the phone call to my daughter, so...
Oh, did she go ahead and make that phone call?
She made a phone call yesterday. Carrie didn't answer it, but because she didn't have time, she was working. But she did tell me that she saw she missed a call from Liz. So
yeah, so we're going to be adding a few extra things, I think. But until I know those for sure, and Liz has them nailed down, but we will still have breakfast, lunch, music. All of our friends with the booze that come and are so gracious to come and give us all the information that we need for seniors. And but we're looking to add a couple of other fun things this year. And so we'll know more about that with the extra space out there. But it has moved to the Frankfort-Clinton County Airport this year. So we're super excited about that. Yeah. And easy parking there. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the shuttle service, fun. Thank you to BCS. So again, all you have to do is get on the shuttle wherever you park, and it will take you literally right to the door. Mm-hmm. So that's also a win-win.
That is a win.
Mm-hmm. So Sherry, you've been busy. I don't know, where do you want to start? You and Melissa know a little bit more about this than I do. So I'm going to kind of let her pick your brain today.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I think we go straight to, we've got the ceremony coming up on the 13th for another Patriot marker.
Yes, we do.
So let's,
another
let's,
Patriot grave let's marking. So
talk about that.
On Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m., Providence Cemetery near Mulberry. And if you have seen the invitation, we have actually given the address of the people who live just south of the cemetery, because that will be a little more friendly with your Google Maps and everything. So don't go visit them, though. Come on a little bit north to the cemetery. I also have the coordinates on there if you're a person who drives by the coordinates, latitude and longitude. So it is a great day. I would like to tell everybody, you might want to bring your own chair. You might want to bring a water, wear comfortable shoes. It's not a terrible lot of walking, but there will be some walking.
Yeah.
And cemeteries are notoriously a little bit uneven ground. So we will have the Clinton Central and the Clinton Prairie FFA there to help people who need a little help with carrying something or with walking. So they will be there and more than happy to help. So that's a good thing, too. We have a lot planned. We have, of course, we're going to start with a color guard with, I think, the American Legion from Frankfort and from Kirkland are going to be handling the colors, carrying the flags. We have walk it right through. We have someone from the Kirkland Legion standing as ceremonial guardsman. We have several people from our state DAR going to be there. And for me, I'm not wanting to wait to tell. We are so excited that our Indiana U.S. Representative Jim Baird is going to be there. So I am very excited that he's going to come and be there to help us celebrate and dedicate this.
Jim Baird himself?
Yeah.
Jim Baird himself.
Wow, that's great.
I am so thankful that he is taking time from his schedule to come on out there and help us dedicate this grave marker.
Let's talk about the person. We haven't mentioned the name yet.
The person is Robert Wright. And it's neat because this is the first time I have actually been able to read the handwritten transcript of his entire pension interview. So that has been excellent. You're really starting to feel like you know him. And so he did enlist in Pennsylvania, served in Pennsylvania, and then moved on out to Clinton County. Of course, what we're doing is marking the gravesite of anyone who fought in the Revolutionary War, who served in the Revolutionary War, and then is buried in Clinton County. This will be our fourth grave marker. We have already had a service for William Carter at Bunnell Cemetery, for Thomas Reagan at Old Town Cemetery in Kirkland, and then just last year for Frederick Schaefer at Old Tennessee or Gray Cemetery up there at Middle Fork. So this time is Robert Wright.
You have been doing a lot of research.
We have. It takes a lot of research. It does.
You say we. Who else helps you do this? Because I know that you do a lot of it, but who else helps in this process?
I do a lot of it, but it is a many hands. And sometimes our state registrar or some of the state people even come in and help us. But we have several of our members who are really into genealogy and can really dig and find things just amazingly. And then a good friend and neighbor from the SAR in Tippecanoe County, the William Henry Harrison chapter, is another one who can find a needle in a haystack. You know, we always talked about that back in the day with Mary Ellen Mattingly. Oh my goodness, she was research just unlimited. She was wonderful with finding these things. So of course we miss her dearly for many reasons, but for that as well. But it's one of those things that many hands. We have the good people at the library, who I now have three of them as members, which is wonderful. I twist their arm a little bit to help me with some of this research in their home time. So it is good. We are still looking for more family members for Robert Wright. I have found one person who lives at West Lafayette. I found two in Texas, one in Michigan, and one in Ohio. So I do not know if I'm going to have anyone there that day or not. And that's always kind of sad to me when you don't have family members there. So I do hope.
I think we were kind of floored at how many we had last year.
That was amazing.
That was, yeah. They came from everywhere.
Yes.
And we found out that they had been coming and visiting the grave every year, but nobody knew it.
Aww.
And so, wouldn't we have been, they have been surprised when they came the next year to visit the grave to find that bronze marker there if we hadn't have been able to find them. And we found them on Facebook. So please do look me up on Facebook, the Captain Harmon Oye, A-U-G-H-E chapter. So it's pretty easy to find with that. And then share, so we can help find relatives of Robert Wright.
I can't imagine what Facebook and the internet has done. It's maybe one of the good things about the internet and Facebook, trying to connect folks to people who have served.
And that is how we found family last year. Mm-hmm. Someone in Michigan saw my post, who contacted, it was a family member in Michigan, who contacted a family member in Carmel who had not seen it. And that's what really got the ball rolling. And there were several there last year, which was wonderful.
From out of,
even out of state, yes.
A lot of them from out of state came.
What an honor. That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
And it's funny to me how it ended up. One of the relatives is a person who works at Goodwin Funeral Home.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you just keep talking, Everybody, you know, just keep mentioning that. So it's amazing sometimes when you end up finding somebody and they may not even know they are related to the person.
Yeah.
Or because of daughters in the family, there's been the last name change.
Yeah, that's where it gets tough, isn't it? Because people's names change. Sherry Stowers with Daughters of the American Revolution is our guest on Party Line today. I do want to mention that the Providence Cemetery in Mulberry, it's 2202 North County Road 580 West. We have that information here at the station. So when we get off the program, if you would like information on that, let us know, because we do have that information here and we can get it to you either email, we can give it to you over the phone or whatever, if you would like to have information for that day, which again is coming up Sunday, September 13th.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
2 o'clock.
We just got little stars and stripes feather flags. So we'll have one at each end of the road where it is that you need to turn.
Oh,
so that'll help.
Yes.
Help me anyway.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that takes place.
Yes.
To make all that happen. Especially the research side of it. But then there's a lot of physical work that goes into it, too.
Yes, and that day we have so many different things there to just make it a nice, patriotic event and dedication for not only for Robert Wright, but for all of our men and women who have served in general.
Yeah.
This isn't just about the Revolutionary War. It's about who has served, who are veterans, and about the people who are serving today as well.
And that was one of the things when we did the one last year at Gray's Cemetery. After it was over with, so many people stayed.
Yes.
And kind of roamed and realized, especially the kids. I really enjoyed with the FFA kids and even the family, people in the neighborhood that came to see the grave marking, and they brought their families because it was so important. They wanted their kids to understand what was going on. So a lot of people roamed around and found, we have, I think, 13 veterans in that cemetery. And of course we have, you know, everything marked with flags and stuff, but they went around and they really asked questions and wanted to know more about, you know, who was buried here and what company this was that they served in and everything. So it's really cool how it actually brings that history to the mindset, and I love it when the kids are really interested into it.
Yes, and that's one thing that I have enjoyed so much. We try to involve many, many people in the community. Mm-hmm. And the Clinton Central High School Choir, under the direction of Alex Jackson, will come. They'll be there and sing the national anthem. Clinton Prairie's band, under the direction of Joni Crawford, will be there with fife and drum. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's a good event, and we try to involve many, many people from our community in it.
Yeah.
And especially those young kids.
I love having them there. The
teens there.
I noticed on this sheet that says marker placed and it has dates. Does that mean that some of these other people have not had a marker placed yet, or was it just before we started keeping track?
Well, those four that are there are the ones that I've done under the new rules that we have. So a couple of the others, Thomas Harris and, of course, Captain Harmonoy, have already had marker dedications but do not have a specific bronze or anything at their grave. So in order to be able to do it with the new bronze the way we do it now, I have to completely prove everything again that they have done. Sadly, Captain Harmonoy at Old South Cemetery did have an insignia on his stone. And a couple years ago, somebody thought they needed it more than Captain Harmonoy did. So it's gone. And I cannot replace it because, number one, they're no longer available. But two, that stone's too old to be putting anything on. So hopefully, he'll probably be the last one I'll do, is to honor him again with a bronze marker.
That's a little frustrating for me when people...
It is. Yeah.
I hadn't expected that. That's not what I expected you to say. Nah. So disappointing. Do people need to RSVP to this event, or can they just show up?
No, the public is invited. Just show up. I would suggest you bring a chair.
Yeah.
We will have some chairs there, but it's never quite enough. So bring a chair, bring a blanket, whatever you want to bring. And then don't forget, I don't know what the weather's going to be by then, but bring
water. It's a rain or
water.
Shine event?
Yes. It's rain or shine.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely bring a chair. It was literally standing, hard to say this, but standing room only in a cemetery.
You are right.
It was. We had what?
250.
Yeah, 250 people.
We had over 250 people there.
That is awesome.
So please come on out.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful, patriotic,
feel-good event. We were expecting like 75, and we ended up with 250. So, yeah.
That's great.
And parking shouldn't really be an issue.
No.
Jeff Sigler is the township trustee there, and he has it planned out till we have good parking. And it's going to be a good event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is coming up September 13th. But I know that you have other things going on because you were telling me, well, I'm speaking here this morning, I'm speaking here this evening, then I have this the next day, and now I've got you invited to the senior fair. And so
when I have been on here before, we've talked about our state regents project called Enduring Promise. And with that, we are going to place bricks at Monument Circle with the person who is MIA. We have 1,507 men and women still considered MIA from World War II. So we have divided them by counties, tried to find families for everyone so we could invite the family to come to this event where we can put the bricks around Monument Circle. And the brick will have the person's name, their date of loss, and branch of service on the brick. So I go down this afternoon for that event. So I am excited to go down for that and see the service that they've come up with. We have already done this for men and women still MIA from the Vietnam War and from the Korean War. Sadly, we can't really do anything for World War I. So hopefully we will still have something there to commemorate, but we just don't have good enough records on World War I to be able to find the men and women who are MIA. So this was quite the little search also, trying to find families of all of these people. And I had 12, six from Tipton County, six from Clinton County, and we found 10. I still missing two families that I was never able to find, which sadly enough, or oddly enough to me, the one is named Albert Fay Price, which, you know, Price is such a name in Clinton County, yeah. I really thought. But I did not find him, nor did I find Robert Norris. But found families for all the rest of them. And then again, that dedication service is today at 2 o'clock at Monument Circle.
And that's a huge, I mean, I know it's sad that you did not find those two, but to find 10
was amazing.
Out of 12, that's what I was going to say. That's huge.
Was amazing. So, and hopefully they are all going to have somebody there to represent their loved one.
Wow, what an honor. You guys are doing such a wonderful thing. This is such good work, and I know it's so time-consuming. I know it's hard to pour through all of those records and the time it takes, but what an honor and a service you're doing to those.
Of course, the national objectives for DAR are historic preservation, education, and patriotism. And so we just really want to do everything we can to talking with Marilyn Chittick, one of our members, the other day, and so we want to be sure we have our bases covered. So we're Daughters of the American Revolution, which is why we have our patriot grave markings of people who served in the Revolution and are buried in Clinton County. We have some events that we'll talk about later for our veterans, the people who have served. And then we have other things going on for our current military. So we need to make sure that we are dividing our time. It's not all about the Revolution and the Daughters of the American Revolution.
What are some of the things that you do for our current military folks?
So for our current military, we have Project Patriot, where mainly we are collecting money, and sometimes we will collect actual items to send or give. A lot of it goes to Camp Atterbury here in Indiana. So back in the day, we used to purchase phone cards, but with everybody having their own cell phone, you know, that's no longer important, which is a wonderful thing, but just ways to encourage and support them. Something I would like to do a little more is start perhaps seeing if we can have school kids and maybe even our just anybody, but maybe people in our nursing homes and independent living facilities to start writing some letters that we can send to go out to our people in active military, because I'm sure it's always nice to hear from someone back home, whether it's someone you know or not.
Yeah, it might be even more fun if it isn't someone you know, right. Just to kind of connect and hear about a different area that you're not from. Excuse me. And so either way, you're right. They appreciate our daughter served. And so anything from home, you know, is appreciated for sure.
Yeah, I used to, well, I was 8, but when my brother served during Vietnam, I used to write to his commander. He was on board ship, and they would only get mail every so often when it, you know, it got delivered wherever they were at in the world. And my brother's captain didn't have a whole lot of family. So he would read my letters. Craig would show him my letters that I would write to him. And then I started getting letters from his captain, which was kind of cool. It was cooler than getting them from my brother. So, you know.
She doesn't mean that.
But then he's listening. So
I know, that's why I said that. I was trying to cover for
you. I'm literally fine with it. But he knows I love him. But, you know, I got to where I was writing his captain, too. So it was kind of, it was cool. It was fun. But I guess he really enjoyed getting those letters and finding out what all was going on in Frankfort, Indiana.
Good. That is neat. And then for our veterans, we have, I love this. We have started what we call Hats for Heroes. I think I talked to you about it before because we did it last year and then again this year, where we have caps made up to take out to our independent and other living facilities, the nursing homes, Parkview Home, and just hand out caps to our veterans. And then this year we added a Heroes Serenade. I love that name. One of our members came up with that, where it's not Christmas caroling, it's patriotic caroling there in the middle of the summer. So they have many of the people who live there come down into the room and we're singing to them. And it's one of those things that you go out to bless them and, you know, it ends up you're the one with chills running up and down because they are singing. They have their hands over their heart and sometimes the tears running down and just it's wonderful to be able to give back just a little bit of care and encouragement to them. And then the caps that this year said America 250, and of course with gratitude from Captain Harmonoy.
I love that. I don't know. I don't know how to say this delicately, but some of our youth now maybe don't realize the importance of what has happened and how these people before us have served. And when I go to visit my mom over at the manor, or when I go to other facilities as well, there is inevitably someone I come across that has a hat on with their service, Navy, yes. Army, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think, wow, they have such pride. If we could somehow still instill that same pride in our country and in our youth now, you know, they did such a service for us,
yeah.
and that they still want to wear their hat and say, yes, we did this. Any way we can honor them, there's just not enough we could possibly do. So
no, you are right. You are correct. I actually had 6th and 8th graders from Clinton Central wrote letters for me this year to send to men and women who had gone on honor flight. So a welcome home letter, and how nice, and yet another way to involve these younger people and just give them something that it feels good for them to
yes.
do this letter. But can you imagine how wonderful it was for the men and women returning from the honor flight
yeah,
to be
sure.
given a stack of letters?
I love how you're bringing the youth into this with, you mentioned the FFA before and writing the letters. And
yeah.
However we can instill that same patriotism with our youth.
And getting them to go out with us when, I know Sherry's involved with it, when they up in Kirkland, but getting the kids to go out and help place flags.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend, we placed, I think, between the two 4-H clubs, Warren Township and Forest Township, we placed roughly 150 flags.
Mm.
I think is what we did. And you know, you see people go out and they're just going out and they're sticking flags. These kids, we actually talked about it and we discussed each person as we were going in and explain the stone, what all that means, what it meant, and you know, what those conflicts were that they served in. So it was a lot of fun to see the kids take in the history of it, because you don't see a whole lot of that being taught anymore. In school, they get some history, but it's like a blow through.
Right.
The kids don't really get it like we got it. So thank you, Mr. Evans. Anyway, yeah, U.S. history. But, you know.
Showing her age there, Mel.
Well, she had him too. Did you have Evans? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I was afraid you were going to say I had him long before you had him as a teacher. But anyway.
There might have been a little bit of time difference, but not much.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can still do the preamble. Can you? Can you still do the preamble?
We still do the preamble at our meetings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the preamble. Mr. Evans, we got 50 extra points if you could do the preamble on your final history exam.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do you have on your list over there, ma'am?
You see me checking off?
I do.
Well, one of the big things we haven't talked about yet is our Wreaths Across America.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Before we get into this, since that's going to take a minute, I know we're maybe a minute or two early, but maybe
we
should go ahead and take our break now.
Okay.
And then we can come back. And again, our guest.
They can be excited that it's coming up.
That's right. Sherry Stowers with Daughters of the American Revolution. Dar is our guest on Party Line. She's going to join us when we come back. We hope you'll join us as well right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.